Jerry Bader Show 935, 888-455-1360. And I knew we would get emails like this. Jerry, I was on the receiving end of a cowboy boot, the point of variety, to my rear end a few times. What I can say about that, I could have probably used it a few more times. Please don't use my name. I won't. I've talked about, I got whooped as a kid. What we are talking about, there's a new book out, a biography on Brett Favre called Gunslinger by Jeff Perlman, whom I'll be interviewing Thursday. So I got an advanced copy of the book. I'm trying to get through it by Thursday. But there's this one page that I think is probably going to raise some eyebrows. When you consider the close bond that Brett Favre had with his father, Irvin, Irvin is seen as central to Brett's success. There are descriptions of punishment here that, Earl, we would agree on this, right? These things would be a crime today. If Irvin Favre was reported for this, I think he'd face felony, potentially, child abuse charges. Irvin ruled the house with a stern voice and a tendency toward violent resolution, and would beat the boys, and on occasion his daughter, with whatever appropriate item was closest. Could be a stick from the yard, or a belt, or a black rubber hose. Sometimes they'd be offered a choice, a thrashing with an inanimate object, or kneeling for a prolonged period on a rock pile. Now, I left a part out. Earl, he beat his high school football players as a coach. Beat them as a... Now, that would never happen today. It was a different time. The Favre kids look upon it fondly. A lot of us over 50 look upon these things fondly. Yeah, Adrian Peterson. 888-455-1360. Jim and Howard. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. It was a different time, a different era, different values. I grew up in that time. I think it was just the norm. It was the way discipline was administered. Yes, today it'd be different. Heck, maybe we need a little bit more of that today. But it certainly was a different era. I mean, you can't compare things like before women voted to today or Civil War times. It's all different. It's a different era.
Here's what I would argue, and this is just my opinion. Even given the era, I think Irvin Favre's behavior was excessive, even for the day. Brett Favre is 8 years younger than I am. So I have almost a decade in terms of how these things evolve. And I'm telling you what, I mean, my dad, his trick was, you know, the old shades that you pull down that had the wooden lad in them to pull down? He knew how to take one of those out with lightning speed. And so I do understand that it's a different time. So do you think this should not change the public's perception of Irvin Favre?
In my opinion, I looked at the bottom line and say, did it work or didn't it? And apparently it did.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I think your previous caller kind of hinted at where I was going with this. I kind of almost look at this, if you'll pardon me for going NPR on you, a little Machiavellian. The ends justified the means. Brett Favre's success, I think, came from the fact that he was, you know, fire-tempered, and he did toughen up like steel wood after it's been forged and worked over and over. Some people, though, have to realize that this kind of temperament, while effective, does not work in every single case. When I hear something like this, I can also think of the example of Edsel Ford, who I think, frankly, died because of his father's pushing so early in his life, and he got roughly the same treatment.
Here's a question I should be asking the listener, but I do believe in this. Corporal punishment should never be done in anger. And it sounds to me like Irv Favre often did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is something to consider. Thanks a lot for the call. 888-455-1360. Interesting email. Jerry, listening to the one page you read from Gunslinger, I would call what Irv did discipline, not abuse. I know if I would have ever flipped the bird at my father, I would have gotten the same as Brett, if not worse. We were taught to respect our parents. Any disrespect would result in discipline, spanking with a stick. That said, I love my parents, and they loved and still love us. I wouldn't change a thing. Earl also points out that he never used an object other than your hand, I assume. Okay. You know, and that's the other thing. I think even for the time, what he did sounds excessive. However, and this came up in the Adrian Peterson case, I think the sensibilities in the South were different. I also know that there were kids that I grew up with that had much more severe corporal punishment than I did. I remember hearing some stories that would shock the sensibilities today. I would say this, though. Whether Brett Favre would say this or not, I don't think there's much question that his ability to take the pounding that he did in the NFL and play in games, really, he should not have played. And that's as great a quarterback as he was. Clearly, what he's most going to be remembered for is the Iron Man element of his career. All of those uninterrupted starts. I think it's very plausible that the person who was able to do that was forged in the behavior of Irv Favre. Dan in Stevens Point, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, looking back at that, you can say, yeah, he made mistakes. Looking back at my children, I made mistakes. Love conquers all. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, some of the things were wrong. Somehow we get through it, and the kids know that we love them. And I think we have to look at that, not just tear it apart by that piece, but look at the aspect of what happened throughout life. They know their dad loved them, and they've seen it.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's also, as you get into his high school and college career, Irv Favre held him back in high school because he would not throw the ball. Irv Favre's offense was wishbone, run, 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 run. And they had a VHS tape to show to, finally, when one scout was interested. Well, here's Brett Favre heading off to the right. Here's Brett Favre heading off to the left. And here's Brett heading off to the right again. And there was nothing to see. It was when people saw him warming up. Holy cow, look at that arm. So he never looked at it where it was his goal was to make his son a superstar. What I like about it is Irvin Favre is not just described in one page. He's described illustrating his complexity much the way Brett is. What I would say is, even for the day, I think it was excessive. But there is no doubt that Brett Favre is who he is in large part because of that experience. Bruce in Stratford, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Bader. I would like to propose that, or at least the question, talk about corporal punishment and the things that Irv did to Brett. I, too, had gotten whippings when I was a kid. I can probably count to seven that I received up through age 13 or 14. What I have observed, however, is since they made rule changes, taking parents away from being parents, we have more children kill themselves and kill each other than we ever had before that. I never knew of a suicide starting sometime in the early to mid-50s. Up until the point that they changed the law and they gave children the entire control of the system.
Bruce, thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to take another call, but we have some really excellent emails here. Let's start with this one, Earl. My dad beat my brothers and me regularly. When I was 16, he came at me with a shoe and I knocked him on his ass. His pride was hurt and he never touched me or my brothers again. All right, take me back, Earl, to... Yeah, Paul agrees with me. It was the South, too, different than up here. I think that's true, even for the era. Joe has a very interesting one. Dear Jerry, you pose an interesting question. Do we judge Irvin Favre with 2016 political correctness? I'm never going to excuse injuring children. I'm never going to excuse flipping off anyone, let alone one's parents. Perhaps we need to consider the source. I can only imagine what Irvin's parents might have done to him as he was growing up. And what is normal/acceptable in a society changes over time. That does not excuse anything. It only points out to the background experiences each person has at their disposal when they face child-rearing and other life challenges. My parents love me. I love my kids. And I tell them when they have children, they need to love theirs. Not everyone has the same upbringing, and not everyone is equally equipped mentally for raising children and living life. I think that's where he makes a very interesting point. I do want to read more emails. But first, to Rich and Bondiwell. Rich, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of going to dovetail off of the last email you read, and I think it's difficult for us to apply the standards of today when judging what was written about the Irv Favre and how he raised his kids. Also, as pointed out, the kids don't hate Irv Favre, so there had to be an understanding of love and affection, no matter what he might have done as far as punishment for misbehaving. But I think also society has changed in that everybody's seen the statement where back in the day when I was young, if I misbehaved in school and got punishment in school, I got punishment at home. Now it's kind of just the opposite. If the kids get accused of something in school, the parents go into school and then chastise the school. I realize I'm being general. So I don't see anything wrong with this. What I do see wrong is that we apply today's standards, which I don't think are always correct, to what happened yesterday, whether it's with Irv Favre or in history.
Let me ask you this then. Knowing that standards have changed, should it make us uncomfortable for the Favre kids to look back fondly on that kind of behavior?
I think if they're not uncomfortable with it, I don't know that we should judge them for it. I guess by the same token, I would ask kids that grew up in poverty but yet had a loving family, should we feel sorry for them because they were so poor, even though they didn't realize they were poor? And we're very happy in their childhood.
Rich, thanks a lot for the call. To Rick in Green Bay. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, Jerry. I was abused as a child. I'm in my mid-60s, and it was probably commonplace. But it had a very negative impact on me, and I'm still seeing a psychiatrist over it and that stuff. My dad's belt was his favorite. Hitting me with a belt. I have a very unfavorable impression of Irv Favre because I do not believe any defenseless child should be hit in any means. Open hand, maybe, but never with a belt, a stick, or anything like that. I do not believe in that at all.
Rick, I don't want specifics, but how do you think your treatment that you received compares to what I read from the book?
Well, it's a good point. I got abused no matter what kind of day he had. It wasn't really that I did anything wrong.
Anger.
It's just that I got abused.
Okay.
He could have had a bad day at work. He came home, he took it out on his kids.
Okay.
Now, Irv maybe had a reason for hitting Brett at that time or hitting a child when he was in the coaching.
I
don't know that.
Well, it sounds as though it was in response to things the kids did exclusively. I know some people will think that's splitting hairs. I don't. Rick, thanks for the call. I actually think that's a very important point. Your father had an anger management issue, and as Earl put it, you were in the way. I do know a little something about that as well. To John in Green Bay. John, go ahead.
I have to ask, is this even newsworthy? I mean, how much do we have to dig up about people's past?
No, John, you know what? Is it newsworthy? It is now because the Favre kids talked about it in this book. I mean, I don't have a lot of patience for those calls because it is out there. Dan writes, Jerry, coming from a home which used a horsewhip because we hid the leather belt, my second home used a wooden spoon. The bending of a finger was used for attention. He didn't break his finger. Brett was raised during my time. During the time I was. This is one incident. Had I did the same to either one of my parents, it would have been much worse. Irv Favre was a violent guy. I mean, I didn't get to the part where he beat the hell out of his high school football players. But I accept times are different. And a lot of people my age, and even Brett Favre's age, and he's 9 years younger than I am, have stories like this. Chris on the road. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I agree with the last caller that abuse is one thing, but my family and I grew up in Brooklyn. We didn't have much. You know, we were poor. And the mere fact of my father taking his belt off was scary. It was a scary thing. Yeah, he hit us with the strap. And some people would say that's abuse, but we were bad kids. I was a bad, bad kid. I did really bad things. Not really criminal things, but I did bad stuff, stuff that he didn't agree with. He said that I don't want you to be a burden to society. I want you to function in society. And that was his way of saying, and most times when he took the belt off, it was more the fear of him taking it off and the hearing of the jingling than the actual beating itself, which we got several of. But I didn't consider it abuse. I considered it he kept me from doing even worse things. I thank him today. He's not with us anymore, but I thank him today for the things that he did. And some would say that's abuse, but you know what? That's the way we grew up.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. Let me just quickly say this, and I'm going to let the shield down here a little bit. Any physical punishment I ever got from my dad, I never considered abuse. Unlike the previous caller, I was abused with the tongue, with words. I consider that more abuse and more lasting than anything he ever did with his hand, because I did always have it coming when he used his hand. It's 9:53.
The Jerry Bader Show.